We're obviously, goal-wise, on a pretty good roll going into the break there. How much confidence do you and does your line have coming in now to the final 30 out of the break here?
Yeah, I think it's more of a line thing than anything. Our line's been having some good success as of late. It was a good, break. It's going to pay off, I think, in the long run a lot more than in the short. But, it's really important in our schedule. Our line's confident. We feel good, and we're, excited to get back at it.
What do you like about what you three have been able to do going into the break and having that success?
Well, I think it's not even just us three. It's our team on a whole. But, being able to get on the ice more, being trusted with, a little bit more ice, and then, being able to contribute offensively has been good. You can always get tighter on D, and that's what we're going to strive to do. I think the first period in Dallas there was a little rough for our team, in general, but also our line. But, we've been able to contribute offensively, and you need sometimes your fourth line to be able to do that, and so that's been good.
You started to get to most of the buildings, Brennan, but is there extra incentive when you play some of a team like Philadelphia, Boston, some of the old-timer clubs that are sort of a rough and rugged type of teams?
Philly's always got that cool breed, that breed that I like of a hockey team. But with that being said, I think for me, more Philly, I was drafted here. I had to sit through the first round, and I remember how miserable that was. Had to wait to come back Saturday morning. So I got some memories here, and I'm not too fond of all of them, but, I'm excited about that. I think I've never played here, so that's going to be fun. Anytime it's a first time in an NHL arena, it's a great opportunity, and, I got 2 in 2 days, so I'm excited about it.
What do you like about kind of the way you guys are building your game as a team in terms of once guys get back from injuries, what you guys can do come April and May?
Well, I think our team's just coming together the way it's supposed to. There's obviously a lot of stuff we can clean up, but, we've got the high-end skill. Our top guys are as good as anybody else's, and so it's about finding guys that can, plug in holes and finding a core group of depth guys that you can run with. And in the beginning of the season there, it was jumbled around and we had different guys playing different positions, center and wing, different group, and we've kind of found some chemistry and we've been able to run with it, so that's been good. And then staying healthy has been huge, and so we got a long way to go and a lot to improve on, but so far we like where our game's at.
So much hockey, Brendan, over the course of the next 10 weeks. I think we figured out almost 34 games in 68 or 69 days. How do you sort of manage that, personally, to make sure that you're getting the rest and doing the right things on the ice as well?
Well, I think the bye week was part of that. Being able to put the gear away sucked for the first 10 minutes there, but, it's good to be back. This is what we love to do, and so anytime we're able to, be on the ice and play and, work on our game, it's fun for us.